Мы пришли вот наконец.
We have come to the place of Hara. But first, I want to answer the question about Nirvana and Nirodhi. What is the difference between them? Nirvana is the I that burned out, destroyed I. What we did by merging with divine teachers is different variants of Nirvana. When we disappear in the consciousness of our divine teachers, it was different variants of Nirvana. Nirvana in Brahman. That was described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Also, there is Nirvana in Ishvara, or Nirvana in the abode of the Creator, Nirvana in merging with the Creator. This is what we will study, to what is worked out in our school in details. And Nirodhi, I explained what is Nirodhi. It is a variant of Nirvana for training. It's special exercises for transformation of I into non-I. But in a real Nirvana, I and non-I are merged. I and non-I are merged in God. And there is no difference. Apostle Pavel said in New Testament, there are his words, "There is no me, but Christ lives in me." How the translation is correct is another matter. Maybe not lives in me, but there is only Christ. Maybe this is more correct. There is no me, but there is only Christ. This is the truth, this is the essence of Nirvana, the essence of Nirvana state. In the same way, for us, when we work with Satya Sai, or with Babaji, or with Krishna, or with Ptahatep, or with Minyu, or with Elizabeth Hage, and so on, with Lao, with many others, every time the boundary between me and him disappears. There are simultaneously in his Brahmanic part of consciousness me and him. There is only him, or there is me in him. We are simultaneously in a single form. We are in a merged state. And this state of merging exists in the abode of the Creator. All there are merged. Everyone existing in the abode can say there is only Creator, there is only primordial consciousness, there is no me, but at the same time he can say I on behalf of the Creator, what messiahs and avatars say. It is true. And since we come in touch with terms of Buddhism, I can say that the purpose of Buddhism is the merging with the primordial consciousness. The Creator in Buddhism is called the primordial consciousness. It's fully adequate. But there are sects of degenerated Buddhism. In St. Petersburg there is such a sect, and not only in St. Petersburg, where the primordial consciousness is refused. A strange degeneration, a strange incoherence, it means that there is no teaching. Sectarian absurd. There is no primordial consciousness. I saw a similar kind of absurd on television. Some southern Buddhist country where the main doctrine is the idea that what a man eats, he becomes. People there consider themselves to be Buddhists, but violate the rule of Buddhism by eating fish, and since they eat fish, they think that they will become fishes. And if fishes eat humans, they will become humans. This is the doctrine, religious doctrine of the people of that country. Though they consider themselves Buddhists, but their Buddhism is so degenerated, the same kind of degeneration as in the St. Petersburg sect that I mentioned. But in reality, the true Buddhism, the serious Buddhism, does not play with word mongering, does not satisfy the followers with such incoherent conceptions. The purpose of Buddhism is achievement of Nirvana that Krishna described in Bhagavad Gita. This teaching was fully accepted by Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. Nirvana in Brahman, Nirvana in Ishvara, or in the abode of the Creator. The purpose of true Buddhism is to recognize the primordial consciousness and to merge with it, to merge into it, to enrich it with oneself. This is the true Buddhism, and it's not different, its methodology is not different from what we do. The general methodology of all true religious movements is the same. To put oneself in order ethically, to make oneself subtle as consciousness, to develop oneself as a spiritual heart, and with oneself as spiritual heart to recognize Brahman or Holy Spirit, the abode of the Creator, and at the end to try to merge with oneself as a spiritual heart, to merge with the Creator, with the primordial consciousness, and then to move there everything the best that exists in all others of my Dantians, plus to help all evolving beings by doing this to serve the Creator or the primordial consciousness, to help the evolution.